Welcome to Dollars and Cents Radio, the show committed to help you grow, protect, and enjoy your money, business, and life.
When you want to succeed as bad as you want to breathe, then you'll be successful.
Have questions? Terry has answers. Call now, 800-673-1728. Terry's call center is open Monday through Saturday from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to answer all your financial, insurance, credit, and mortgage lending questions. Call now, 800-673-1728. He's a broker, consultant, speaker, and all-around nice guy. But right now, he wants to be your financial and business tour guide. Get ready to grow, protect, and enjoy with Terry Wilson.
Hey, Bobby B. This is Terry Wilson, and you are listening to D-Dollar-S Sense Radio.net. Josie told me one time, you know, DS and BS sound a lot alike. And you know what? I might have changed an acronym when I was branding this show had I thought that far ahead. But listen, you live and learn. I tell people all the time, if you're looking for polished, you're not looking for Terry. All I can do is show you what I've done that works. And I can definitely show you some things that do not work. So anyway, thank you for tuning in today. If you're listening on the radio, we definitely appreciate it. If you're listening on a podcast, make sure you leave a like if in iTunes or Stitcher or whoever you're listening through, because that helps us in our rankings. And if you're listening at our website, terrywilson3.com or dsradio.net, it takes you to the same page, by the way. We definitely appreciate it. Make sure you ask any questions you have, maybe that's not clear on the show. We'll want to make sure that it's clear to you, and want to follow up with anything that might not otherwise be clear, I should say. You know, today I want to talk to you about living your dream. You know, a lot of times when people hear a presentation or a talk or a message about living your dream, they just automatically marginalize it, regulate it in their mind to, well, this is just some more pie in the sky, you know, good philosophy, good thinking, positive thinking, but it's just no practical good for me. Because Terry, if you just understood the difficulties I have financially, emotionally, if you just understood what we were going through, you would not be so apt to say you can live your dream. Well, let me tell you, I, as a minister, work with people from all different spectrums. I've got friends that are millionaires, and I've got friends that can barely keep food on the table. Matter of fact, one of our friends literally makes around $600 a month. So, and I've got other friends that make $600 an hour. So I relate to everyone in different places and different spaces and in different areas of life. And let me just tell you that the option to live your dream is a reality. It's not pie in the sky. The problem is, most of the time, people will give you that great philosophy, that great mind or thought, I should say, but they don't tell you how to carry it out. They don't tell you, well, here's how you put boots on the ground. Here's what you put your hands to. And they fall a little short. And that's what I like about our franchise opportunity, because whatever level you come in, we're going to put something in your hands and we're going to say, okay, if you're into this, go here, do this. And this is how you start promoting that particular business if that's what you're into. But the reality is, and it's whether you like it, whether you think it's fair or not, whether you think it's right or not, it's really irrelevant to the conversation in the fact that this is just the way life works. You are either going to get busy building your dream, or you're going to get busy by just the sheer forces of needing to make an income. You're going to be busy building someone else's dream. And so many people I talk to are just on this, you know, treadmill, this day-to-day routine of working for a company, working for a corporate thing, doing whatever they need to do just to get by, just to get the bills paid. And I understand that. And there's a season for that. You know, Apostle Paul in the New Testament, you know, said he had to build tents from time to time. So no one should ever be above having to do what they got to do to make it happen. But there always should be a plan. There always should be, okay, this is where I'm at now, but this is where I'm going to be in the next month, the next 6 months, the next year. You know, there's got to be a goal. There's a book by Napoleon. What's Napoleon? Napoleon Hill. He wrote a book. And I mean, this goes back to 1937. This guy lived through the Great Depression. And if you'll study here history, one of the time periods in our culture, in American history, recent history, that built more millionaires was created out of this time period than any other time period, was the Great Depression. And it tells us something about value. It tells us something about business. It tells us something about how wealth is created. Wealth is created by solving problems. And believe it or not, the more problems you can get involved with and get creative and solve, the higher your stock is going to go, the greater your value is going to be, the higher value proposition you have in the marketplace. So you should not run from problems, but to be honest with you, run to them. If you'll have the mindset that for every problem you encounter, you're going to have a solution, then you're going to be able to find yourself creating great value in the marketplace. Napoleon Hill wrote a book, and I want to give it to you. It's a free audio book. If you go to terrywilson3.com/free book, and it's a very famous book. A lot of entrepreneurs, a lot of people I deal with, if they haven't read this book or heard this book, I recommend it. It's called Think and Grow Rich. You know, the good book says, as a man thinketh, so is he. You know, the first thing that I've always found when I'm working with people, either helping them to start their business, build their business, market their business, start building a portfolio to retire, whatever the case may be, in the areas of wealth and life in general, it all starts with the mindset. Believe it or not, I know this sounds like pie in the sky, you know, this frou-frou pop psychology, but it's true. If you don't think right, you won't act right. And if you don't act right, well, you don't feel right, okay? Because you're reaping the benefits of the activity you've engaged in, and you only act on what you reason and think to be correct. And so a lot of times, if you're engaged in the wrong activities in business and in life, it's because you're thinking wrong about it. It's amazing. I'll work with guys that have been in business 20, 30 years. Some of the guys I deal with a lot is these insurance agents, been in business 20 years. But they've hit a plateau. They can't go but so far. And the reason is because the world has changed. It's not the same place. You know, in the last podcast, we talked about it. There's a new statistic that sort of popped up in my mind. I knew it was big, but I didn't realize how big. And it came up in the presidential debate. One of the candidates, Marco Rubio, said the largest retailer in the United States now is Amazon, a company that doesn't have a retail store at all. A company that doesn't have a greeter at the door, a company that doesn't have employees going out stocking the shelves, a company that doesn't have employees going around the parking lot gathering up shopping carts. The economy has changed. And if we don't get our minds wrapped around the new economy, most people think, well, you know, it would be a luxury to be able to work from home. It would be a luxury to have my own business. Let me tell you, It's becoming less and less a luxury and more of a reality if you don't learn how you can take what the good Lord has given you and monetize it. The job market is getting tougher and tougher. You better learn how to do it. And that comes with a mind shift that's going to think different and process things differently. You know, fix your mind on the exact amount of money that you need or want or desire. There's nothing wrong with saying, hey, I've got a goal of 25, 5 grand, 10 grand a week, whatever it is, because then you're going to be real with yourself. You're going to be able to understand exactly what kind of activity, and that's what we work with you on when you become, you know, a plus member or an elite member. We build a platform for you. We give you training and step by step. Okay, this is what you need to engage in. This is what you need to do based on your talents, your skill sets, your desires, what you said you'd like to do. And then we're going to give you these tools. We're going to show you how to use them. We're going to show you how to engage to go and make what your goals are. Second thing you need to do is determine exactly what you intend to give in return for that money. And that goes down to, you know, I'm going to spend this kind of time in a day. I'm going to spend this time. It's hilarious. I got an email from a lady the other day. She joined at our entry level platform, which gives you the tools to do stuff. but there's not a lot of training with it. It's just the tools and just the work, the inbound call center. And she was frustrated because she said, listen, I've got all this stuff. I don't know how to use it. I don't have time to take calls. I don't want to spend time on the phone. I just want to turn all this stuff on and make money. Well, you know, we tell folks up front, well, then invest in the training that's going to show you how to do that. Take some of the teaching, the classes, the one-on-one coaching, all that's time, and we have to be paid for our time, and we just can't give it away. And she was like, well, I want money, but I don't want to work, is basically was her argument. There's no such thing. There is absolutely no get-rich-quick scheme anywhere. And these people that are out on the internet pushing this stuff, you know, button push and you're going to make millions, it's not a reality, except unless you learn how to build a mechanism that when people or you push a button, it happens. Listen, I can go on vacation and make good money. I've done it. But it's because I've got a system that I know how to operate and use based on technology and based on marketing. And it takes both skill sets to do that. And so in my world, now in your world, it might take other skill sets based on what you want to do. But the reality is you're going to have to engage what you're good at and what your goals are. And you're going to have to come up with executing a plan to make it happen. And this just, I'm going to lay back and money's going to come in, is just not a reality. The third thing you need to do is establish a definite date when you intend to possess what you desire. Listen, if you don't have a deadline on your goals, you don't have goals. You just have wishes. And wishes sometimes come true, but a lot of times they don't. But when you have a goal that says, by this time next year, I will be making X amount, and this is how I'm going to work toward getting that, then it becomes a reality. It's not just wishful thinking. So you've got to put a timeline on that. And the fourth thing, create a definite plan for carrying that out. I mean, down to day by day, what am I going to do to make that happen? Fifth thing, write it out in clear, concise statements. The amount of money or the goals that you want to acquire. Name the time limit for each acquisition. So break your goal up into smaller acquisition points and time periods that you're going to make it happen. And then you can keep yourself accountable because you got a step-by-step, okay, if I'm going to do $5,000 a week, and I'm only making $1,000 a week, then the first thing I want to do is get this up to $2,000 a week. What do I need to do? What does that look like? What kind of activity do I have to engage? How many people do I have to be in front of? What types of products, goods, and services that I like to represent that fit what I want to do? How do I need to fold that into my business? See, these are all things that are, you know, step by step you got to think about. And then the sixth thing is read your written statement out loud. There's something about hearing yourself say, I am going to do X, Y, and Z. I've got a webinar that I did that it's basically a personal thing that I did at the first of this year. This is 2015. Today's date is August the 15th. And it was a thing where I just said, you know, I want to make $1,000 a day. That's my goal. I didn't put it on a week. I didn't put it on a year. I want them to do $1,000 a day. What kind of activity do I need to be engaged with to make that happen? And so I set about making that happen and doing that. And so that's what you got to do. And so in that webinar, if you want to go to my website, I think I put $800 a day because I was working with someone else at times that this is my goal. I want $800 a day. So I broke a plan together, showed them. And so I built a whole webinar on, you can go to my website, terrywilson3.com, and you can download that webinar, see that video, and I'll show you step by step. You got to break the goals up. It's beyond just positive thinking. It's beyond just wishful thinking. It's beyond just pie in the sky. You got to put your hands to things that you can do. Now, a lot of people ask me all the time, Terry, is this real? You know, I've seen some of your webinars, I've heard your podcast, and you know, I just want to know, you know, is this the real deal? So what I thought I would do here real quick, hold on one second here. Let me get this up for you. I'm having to pull a file up real quick. I wanted to pull up some calls that I've gotten from several people about my system, about working with us in our call center and our different business opportunities. I'll just give you some feedback on what other people are saying.
Hey, Terry, it's Ryan here. And listen, I really appreciate all the help that you gave me in getting me up and running with this. Like I had mentioned to you before, I tried a lot of these work from home programs. None of them seemed to pan out for me. You know, not a big surprise. It's the internet. There's a lot of gimmicks out there. But it's really nice to have something that, you know, if you put in a little bit of work, it's going to return, you know, dividends. And straight up, this is definitely the real deal. I really do appreciate all of your patience with me in answering all of my questions. And I'm more than happy to give you this shout out because this program simply works. And most of all, it's consistent. So, you know, once I got it, you know, up and running, it wasn't very hard to do. I was able to kind of start generating money without having to focus on it too much. So that's what has really made this important. That's why I'm leaving this video for you. Thanks again for turning me onto this in the first place and getting me over my skepticism. I sincerely appreciate it. And I really do look forward to working with you, you know, for a long time to come. So thanks a lot.
Yeah. So that was Ryan. He did a little video for me and I put it on my site that he is actually into some crazy sports stuff and gaming stuff and all that. And I basically showed him how to monetize his passion. What he likes to do, how to build videos, how to do sites and stuff like that. So that's one of what our platform's for. And he's doing a great job. Now, he does a lot of technical stuff, but you don't have to be technical. I've got a lady, her name is Debbie, down in Orlando, Florida. All she does is pick up the phone, answer the phone, and read our scripts and sells our system and makes money. Matter of fact, she called in last week or a few weeks ago and did this.
Mark Collier, I wanted to thank you for all your help besides I became a franchise with your system. I have made two sales in a little over a week, and I've got like 2 to 3 people pending right now. So it's very, very exciting. I've never sold anything in my life. I work with people, but never sold anything in my life. You have spent so much time helping me, been so patient with me. It's unbelievable. Thank you very, very much.
Yeah, so she's down in Florida, and you know, her background basically is a school counselor. You know, no sales ability, no tech thing, just gave her a basic program to get started with, gave her a platform to work with. And now she's taking what she thought was going to be a hard time, you know, in her financial life after, you know, retiring and not having, you know, the retirement that she wanted and the funds there, and being able to do something with us. Work at home, work on her schedule, answer calls when she's can talk, and gave her some products and stuff. And she's $800 to $1,000 a week is what her goals were. And she's actually surpassing that. So if you want more information about what you can do to engage what you're good at, what your desires are, or if you don't know what you're good at or what your desires are, we can give you some ideas. Go to TerryWilson3.com. And check out some of our webinars there. It'll give you all different types of ideas and ways that you can start making money. We've got business opportunities and job opportunities unlike any other out there that you can actually start with absolutely no money invested at all to get started. And we've got others. If you are a higher or full-time income is what you're looking for, there's some tools and training that you need. But that we make it very affordable. As a matter of fact, we've got some as low as $19 per month to get you started and get you making what you need to make to provide for your family. So anyway, this is Terry Wilson at TerryWilson3.com. If you got any questions, you would like to know more about how you can live your dream, because it is a reality, you can do it, give us a call at 800-673-1728. Until next time, this is Terry Wilson, DSRadio.net. 90 degrees and freezing out here on my
own. I can't shake this feeling. You're listening to DSRadio.net. If you have a question for Terry, call now. 800-673-1728. 800-673-1728.